Okay, good morning, everybody. Call our meeting to order. We'll open with prayer and the pledge. Mr. Stroffus, lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Father, and we thank you that you are Lord over all. Lord, we thank you for this great country we live in. Lord, we ask you for direction, both at the local, the state, and the federal level today, Father. We thank you for the leaders that you've put in place over us. And we thank you, Lord, that you will give us that direction as we seek you. Lord, we remember our troops over wherever they're serving across the world. We ask you to lift them up and protect them. And Lord, we thank you for this great county we live in. And we ask for direction today in our decisions. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jim. All right, next on our agenda is minutes. Anybody ready to
vote? I didn't see anything that was out of place on it. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
See any corrections? I didn't see any.
I didn't see any problems. Questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
I'm sorry, 719, 721, and 722. We're on an agenda. We forgot to mention that. On accounts payable, I'd like to pull out one receipt just to double check. On the public administrator, they bought some a newspaper print, and I'm not sure if they got the rate that we bid. And it's nothing against the ad or anything like that. I just want to make sure we got the discounted rate that we were supposed to get based off that bid contract. And I haven't had a chance, and I asked Rick if he had double checked, and he hasn't either. So I'd just like to pull that out just to confirm that we got the rate.
Right. Right.
Right. Unfortunately, I don't have that.
Do you have the number or anything? Or?
I don't. It's a public ministry for Branson Tri-Lakes News, and it's the only one in there for that.
Okay. I make a motion to approve all of them but that one, whatever number that is. And
second.
Okay. I'd like to add
okay.
Check number 320-121 also that was held from 614.
Okay.
All right. Reimbursement?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you add that to your motion?
Yeah. What's your...
320-121.
Okay.
I'll have to do the same, so no problem. This one.
Okay.
No, if it's not included in it, are you saying it's not included, or...?
Yeah.
No, we're adding it to it.
All right.
Let me back up, and let's go ahead with the motion.
Okay.
That Danny had, and you seconded it.
Okay.
Any questions or comments on that? Ready to go? Pardon me?
So is that in or is
no,
it out?
No, it's not. It's
no.
Not.
Okay.
I'll make a separate motion.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good to go. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. I'll make a motion then to approve check number 320-121 from 614-2010 that was held out.
You're approving it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Abstain. Abstain.
One abstain. Motion carries. All right. I didn't see any journal entries or transfers, right?
Right. Do we need to make a special comment about that credit card purchase that we're doing on the great item? I know, Nikki, you mentioned it. I'm asking you a question on that.
It's not in. Oh, let me see, Rick.
Can you address that real fast? It was a special, the one on top was a
right.
Special transaction. I didn't know if we needed to make any special comments about it.
I don't know. We just wanted you guys to be aware because it's a little different. We normally wouldn't try to pay with a credit card, but when we get the 1% back, it makes it better for us to do that. So, we'll be writing a check for that later on. You're approving the expenditure right now.
Right.
So
okay.
That's basically all it was.
Process change. Okay.
I guess Joanna brought that to my attention Friday.
I assume that's what she's talking about because she said something about it.
Right.
I called that supplier just because I've been in business before, and the credit card fee, comes out of your net, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a phone call to the engineering firm to see if they would rather do something else. like a 1% discount or something. I haven't heard back from them. So if we could.
Well, there's actually a statement on their billing that says we, well, it says they prefer to take credit card, but we do take credit cards. So, I mean, with that, we're not out of line asking them to do that. And,
okay.
And they will come back talk to us if they need to, I think. So.
Yeah, I just letting everybody know that I did make that mm-hmm. phone call. Okay. All right. How about public comment? I think I saw James. Strahan?
That's correct.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Last Friday, we set through a BOE hearing, and of course, I have no vote on the BOE process any longer. But we'd been conducting a BOE as a process to correct errors. It's an even-numbered year. That's basically anything that could be seen as an error is basically all the BOE is by law able to do. Then we had some cases come forward that I felt like reassessment was occurring. And I spoke out against that. I didn't think that should be happening in an even-numbered year and not playing fair to all taxpayers and all the citizens of Taney County, just to the select few that might have brought attorneys or CPAs to the Board of Equalization. Well, something happened at that point that confirmed that reassessment was occurring. The BOE, as of Friday, which nobody seems to be covering this year and seemed to be headlines last year because of the assessor having to do his job, things started occurring that I couldn't hardly stay set over there where Nikki's sitting today, where the assessor brought up an issue of soda being allowed to control assessment of certain motels in Taney County to the tune of a reduction of up to $60,000 to $80,000 off of their real estate based on soda sales. Now, this is not rocket science. I've got the listings right here of their financial reports. On this one report I've got turned up here, it says the revenue off their soda sales was $962. They did provide me with convenience. On the right-hand side, they list their expenses. They bought $6,433 worth of sodas. My question to the CPAs and everyone standing behind this podium declaring that these income expense reports was correct was, I asked them, I said, so you're telling this board you got $6,000 worth of sodas stored in your motel, which got a little chuckle. It wasn't funny to the assessor. It showed that these financials might not be in line and should have took more studying to determine value. Much to my surprise, two of the three board members that was left here, I know one was out with illness, another had to leave at noon, and it was down to three. Two out of three decided to set value right then, right there. Tried to conduct reassessment behind the podium, and did, and come up with values that was reassessment in an even-numbered year and unfair to the rest of the taxpayers of Taney County. The evidence is right here in my hand. You don't have to take my word. You can look at it yourself. And it's right here. It ended up being basically in those reductions $60,000 to $100,000 from their real estate values. This is three motels. This is three of them. Millions dropped off the books because of the way these were turned in, and soda was equivalent to $60,000 to $100,000 assessment lost, which will eventually, and I don't care who argues that I'm wrong, I could be, but I'm not. Every hard-working citizen in these districts that's barely making it is going to have to pay for this loss of value. Now, well, there may be articles come out, oh, he don't know what he's talking about. Well, let me tell you for sure, when you pay your taxes and levies are increased because of such reductions in value in an even-numbered year, that it's not supposed to happen to the taxpayers. This BOE in this even-numbered year has raised taxes on all the good, hard-working citizens in Taney County. Not all. I'll get called on that next year because I'll be asked to name the precincts where these reductions happen. We can put it in that way, which covers about 70% of the people in Taney County is going to have to make up for these few people that did receive a huge reduction based on what they sold as soda. I'm not, it's right here, soda vending. Over here, soda purchases. And if anyone would want to make a decision with that little bit of time and that unexpert way of presenting it to the board, but it almost seemed like predetermined. Yes, we know values have went down. That's not rocket science. I can put that in the statement. We all know that. But to allow it to a few, select few, in this even-numbered year that the state calls for non-reassessment, I think is ridiculous, and I think the public ought to know because, like I say, no one was there covering it. No one really cared this year because it wasn't pointed straight back at the assessor. So that's all I've got to comment on, and I am thoroughly disturbed at this move. Basically, when the board had broke down to three members and the vote was 2-1 to give these huge assessment breaks. Thank you.
Okay, other public comment? That it? All right, next on our agenda is Tourism District Update. I'd like to welcome Ann McDowell. Thanks for being here today.
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you for the chance to come and provide a little update for you from the Tourism Community Enhancement District. As you know, I'm your appointment to that board of directors, that board of seven, and several months ago, probably 3 months actually now, you should have received our audit report. I wanted to be here to address any possible questions. If you had a chance to look at that, you saw there were no material issues. It's also important, I think, to understand that we actually have two audits conducted. One is your typical financial audit, and the other is a contract compliance audit that is an audit of the contract we have with the Branson Lakes Area Convention and Visitors Bureau for Marketing Administrative Services. Both of those audits came back clean in a term, but wanted to make sure that you had received those and if you had any questions. One of the recommendations from the auditors was that we create a fraud prevention policy and a code of conduct for our board of directors. And we have written that and approved that, and it has been implemented for the tourism district, which also sort of had the repercussions of causing us to also update our confidentiality agreements and our conflict of interest statements that we've had in place. So a lot of our last few months have been spent sort of doing some of that housekeeping and making sure we are on track. We've also made the effort to go from a cash basis accounting to accrual. which is a little bit of an effort, but we felt like it would be better representative of where the money's being spent and when the money's being spent primarily. Our dollars have come in strong so far this year. We're showing about a 15% increase in the last month's collections for the tourism tax, and have throughout the year now, I think we're up about maybe 5 or 6% overall. It's a little bit of a roller coaster. It goes up and down every month, and I know you guys understand that. So things are good. I don't have any crisis to report. I don't have any problems, but I did want to always make sure that I'm in touch with you all and that you know I'm available to answer questions, and can certainly do that today or any time. The other thing that is a current issue is your appointment to this board. I've served almost 3 years now, and my term will expire at the end of September. I think you've also received a letter from the district office asking for your appointment. We always request those by August 1st because it allows the appointment, if it's a new appointee especially, to be able to attend a few meetings before they actually take their seat October 1. I think the important thing for you all to understand is it's a seven-person board, and it manages about $8 million. It's not insignificant to our community, especially with its impact on the tourism economy of the area. So it's a very important board, and it's a very important seat. By statute, by legislation, the person that you appoint has to live, be employed, or own property in the district. Pretty broad definition. That could be a great number of people. They don't even actually have to reside in Taney County, although I'd certainly expect you all to make an appointment from the Taney County part of the district. But part of the district is Stone County as well. In reality, you know, the folks that serve on this board really need some good experience and understanding of business and tourism and marketing, the culture of our community. And I think most importantly, they need to be able to put personal interests and personal agendas aside and look at the big picture and make decisions that are good for this district and this area for the long term. I believe I've been able to do that as your appointee. I would be honored to be reappointed if you so choose, but I did want you to know that those are the requirements, and that is the timeline on your appointment. There are also, just FYI, two other appointments that are due this year as well. Indian Point will be either reappointing or making a new appointment, and Stone County's appointment will also be up October 1. We meet monthly on the fourth Thursday of the month. I know Chuck's been able to attend a few of our meetings at Corporate Place. Bee Creek, you're always very welcome to come and to see how the board operates. We have our annual meeting scheduled for September 23rd at 2 o'clock in Branson City Hall. You'll be getting probably a notice of that this week or next, but wanted to make sure that was on your calendar and make sure that you are cordially invited and very welcome to attend. That is the end of my report, but as I said, I'd welcome any questions.
Questions for Ann? No questions?
I've got one. Danny? I've had several citizens call me and about this situation, and their concern is the request for bid when you go out for bid. I think that you had a primary source last time that you used or something when you went out for bid for
DMOs or
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, for the well, if it's the controversy that got a little press several months ago, it was the bidding of the marketing administrative contract.
Right.
Yes.
And so I think I don't understand everything that you do because I'm not in that district, and I don't attend your meetings and probably should because it has a big effect on Taney County. But I did want to let you know that I was aware of a lot of phone calls and a lot of talk about that, and I don't know what the answer is. I would like to visit with someone on that so that I would have a more clear message to send
yes.
to the people that have. I don't know is not a very good answer whenever it comes to such a question that concerns $8 million.
Yeah, so, I completely understand. And, yeah, I would love to sit down and go through that with you because, unfortunately, you know, as always the case, it's a little more complicated than the little factoids that get out and people begin talking about. That contract had been thoroughly bid out and with a very lengthy process when the district first started receiving revenues and that was awarded. The board had elected not to go through that process this year. We actually did have our attorney do the research to make sure that there were no legal requirements, and that was great to do because it was interesting to find out that the state requires us to do bidding on several things. I won't quote it exactly, but primarily it was banking services and insurance services, and beyond that, they leave that the rest of those to the discretion of the board. Our board had decided that that process was not going to be the most fruitful way to make sure, because really the purpose of the RFP process is to make sure you have the best vendor at the best price. And as our board looked at the opportunities for vendors to provide services of this nature, we didn't feel like we were going to find a lot of other vendors that were very qualified and certainly none that could do a better price. And we elected to take the time and energy and effort that would have gone into an RFP process and use it to refine and fine-tune the existing contract to assure the best vendor and the best services at the best price. So that was the board's decision at that time for that contract, but it wasn't as public of a process possibly, or it wasn't as easily understood a way of making sure, but it was a very thorough process, and as I said, I'd be happy to share with you details.
I would like to do that.
Lots of them.
Sometime in just a appointment where we can get together,
yeah,
and you can kind of show me the entire layout, and then that way I'll have a better answer for the citizens that give me a call.
Well, and the other thing that came out in those discussions was that the Hotel Association, the Theater League, several of the major groups of tourism associations came forward and said, we would like to give our endorsement and our encouragement for the tourism district to continue to use the Branson Lakes area CVB. They felt like they were doing an excellent job. Several of the big, like the Titanic Museum and some of the big attractions independently came forward and gave their recommendations. And so that gave the board confidence that we were serving the community and we were serving the district without the bidding process. But like I said, a lot of those details in that process isn't always fully communicated to everyone, and I'd welcome the opportunity to sit down and go through that with you.
All right.
What is that contract rebid again?
Well, it is a 5-year contract at this point, but the actual administrative fee is negotiated annually.
Okay.
And that is coming up as well. That's on our to-do list in the next 3 to 4 months.
Gotcha.
So the 5 years is up when?
2014, I think, but I'd want to check that, but I think that's right.
But the administrative fees associated with that contract are negotiated annually?
Correct.
Okay.
October 31st is when that needs to be renegotiated and final, so gives you an idea of when.
Great.
Anything else?
No.
Yeah. Yes, on the members of the board, you mentioned Indian Point has one in Stone County, and of course ours. There's
right.
Four more, City of Branson.
The City of Branson has two appointments, and And Indian Point has two as well, so only one of their seats is up, and the other two are City of Branson that'll stay.
Okay.
So the remaining board members, did you want to know the people or just the seats?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Seats is what I was interested
yeah.
in. In case someone was interested, you know, who's representing that.
Right.
All right. We will work on an appointment. Thank you for serving us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. All right. Okay, next on our agenda is vehicle purchases.
That's me.
Is that you, Jim?
That's me. That way I kept my notes. I wrote a statement here. I bring this item up for discussion because of a recent newspaper article. If you remember, Commissioner Pennell hosted a discussion concerning the county would discount the sale of a surplus vehicle to an outside government agency, specifically Rockaway Beach. So as I normally do, I took this request under advisement and requested that I do more research on the legalities and process. And then at another date, we'd come back to the commission to discuss. Last week, I made my comments to a newspaper after they contacted me regarding my decision, and to my shock, I read some comments in the article referring to the discussion, and I quote, "It's costing taxpayer big bucks for lying politicians." When I saw this in the paper, I first reviewed
any of my previous statements to anyone regarding this possible transaction. After finding none, meaning I did not talk to anyone at the city of Rockaway Beach city government regarding this vehicle and made no promises, I knew this quote was not aimed at me. I understand the frustration of the mayor, especially if he was promised by another commissioner. I was asked many questions regarding why. I was asked, why can't we just do it as the state does and transfer the asset from one government agency to another? The reason I found is because the ownership of it is completely different cost centers. It's like transferring one vehicle from general county revenue to road and bridge, and you cannot mix the money. And then I was asked another question, why are we doing it? Why do we use the auction to get rid of vehicles? That has been Taney County's process for years. The thought is that the price would be as close to fair market value as possible and allow citizens an opportunity to purchase these vehicles. We have a process, and we need to stay with it, no matter when it is, what time of the year, or if it's election year. The auction is this fall, and the commission will be setting that date pretty soon, so that all people will have an opportunity to bid for these items. The last question I was asked, which was a little concerning, which was the city of Rockaway Beach says they've already paid for it through taxpayer dollars. I want to remind everyone that the city of Branson pays the majority of taxpayer dollars, and we don't want to start dividing up assets based on how much is contributed by taxes. So I wanted to make a comment because I thought the article, as frustrated as Mayor Klein was at us, I wanted to make it clear that I made no promises, and I thought that the process itself was handled appropriately through the commission. But anyway, I just want to make that comment because I was a little disappointed in the article, not so much who wrote it, but some of the quotes.
Okay. Any comments, sir?
Yeah, I've got one. I think that you know, Taney County has been more than fair with the city of Rockaway Beach. We did their Taney County has supported them to try to get their economic situation under control. We as the sewer board allowed them $250,000 to be paid in a more easy way so they could get their bonding to start their water lines. We give them $50,000 a year, which we did all municipalities or incorporated areas to finish their roads. The park board built a pavilion and a facility down there for them. I was a little bit shocked at the whole thing and the statement that was made by the mayor. Sometimes we lose our head. I haven't spoke to the mayor. I want that perfectly clear that I haven't spoke to the mayor in any way, made him any promises that we would let him have a vehicle for $500, although we did receive a phone call at the office before a vote was taken at request to come and pick up a vehicle. I happened to be in the office whenever the phone call was made, and I told the two ladies that work in the office that we had not placed a vote yet and that they would have to wait. And that's the only conversation that I had on that. And for the citizens to read something like that from Rockaway Beach and think they've been mistreated in any way, fashion, or form, we have been went above and beyond to help that city in their financial woes and try to turn their income around for taxpayer dollars. So I just wanted to make that statement also.
Okay. Other comments? Do we want, since this is on the agenda, do we want to say, I kind of got from your comments, Jim, that you're saying that we're not going to look in, we're just going to put them up for auction. Is that what you're wanting to do?
That's what I'm, yeah. I mean, after doing the research and all the things that I did, as I promised, I don't see how we can, since we have a process, we need to stick to the process. So I would say we just need to put it in the auction. Now, one thing I will be asking later on is we have numerous vehicles that probably need to be updated within our system. I mean, we have some vehicles that are maybe even ready to be retired, and some of the vehicles, even though they have high mileage, maybe a vehicle that we want to retain and get rid of some of the older vehicles, basically upgrade our fleet a little bit. So before we decide what vehicles are going to the auction, I'd like to make sure we get an inventory of what we have and then see if there's any vehicles that we could replace out and keep some of the better ones since we've already made the investment of new vehicles.
Okay. You had made, as I remember when we visited about this, one of the other times, about checking with the state on how they handle surplus. Did you decide
to do that? Or? I did do that, and I don't have that document with me. What they do is there's a specific forms that go through. Any vehicle that's valued at more than $1,000, there's a bunch of forms and applications you go through there. They basically use a combination variable formulas of the NADA and the Blue Book to come up with what they think is the fair market value. The reason I say a formula because some have a little higher mileage and some may be perceived as been worked on. So that what they do is they use the Blue Book, for example, as a baseline and then make some adjustments from there. But it's normally not a massive or a major discount. I say massive, but it's pretty much in line with the market fair market value. And then what I think a couple weeks ago you had mentioned how the state transfers assets around. As long as it's paid by the same bucket of money, they can transfer to for general kind of revenue. For example, for us, our commission vehicle could be given to the planning and zoning or IT because we're all in one cost center.
Right.
That's how the state operates too. When it leaves that cost center, there has to be a transaction of a fair market value there. This is what I found.
Okay. Danny, where do you stand? Because I think I'm the odd guy out here, but better know for sure.
I believe that the sale by the by auction, like we've done, is the most fair way to do it. If any incorporated area decides that they are interested, I think that that's the at that time they can come and bid on the vehicles. But I think that that's the most fair way to do. Everybody pays taxes in the county, and if some people that are in the have lots of material assets might have just as much need for another vehicle as some incorporated area, and so it makes it fair for everybody, including every citizen that pays taxes.
Okay. Someone needs to pass on to Hollister, Merriam Woods, and Rockaway then that we are not going to sell them out.
Hollister had contacted me, so I'll email or contact Hollister because I know they had contacted me when that discussion first started.
All right. I can go ahead and contact Merriam Woods and Rockaway and pass the word on.
Great.
Okay. Anything else there? All right. Prescription drug card annual review.
Here's the report for you and Danny. Pass that down. So I wanted to give everyone an update on the success of the NACO prescription drug discount card program. August of 2009 was the first full month this program was in place. And as of the month of July comes to an end, I wanted to give everyone the results. Currently, there has been 513 citizens utilize the program. Savings have been on an average of 22.65%. The total cash savings to the citizens have been over $8,500. I wanted to personally thank Danny Strahan, who voted with me to put this program in place in Taney County. If it wasn't for him, this program would not be in place. As a side note, recently Greene County, which is our neighbors to the north, decided in a cost-saving measure to leave NACO. However, in 30 days, the public was an outrage of the prescription drug program not being available. Basically, when they dropped NACO, the prescription drug card program ceases to exist. The commissioners reversed their decision and rejoined NACO because their citizens. They're averaging in the thousands, I think tens of thousands on an annual basis in Greene County utilizing that. And I wanted to let you know that Greene County tried to reduce their costs by saving the annual membership, but evidently the citizens grew to accustomed to this prescription drug card. As a side note, as some of you might know, I was at the annual NACO meeting last week, and it was released by NACO that they will be offering a dental discount program in 2011 for its membership, which is Taney County. And for the last 12 months, they have been piloting this program in 39 counties across the country. And so very soon I'll be coming back before the commission to solicit a vote again on the dental side of it. It's been very, very successful. And I wanted to just report that although we are right on pace with the savings, they projected 22 to 24%, so we're right in the median there. They have asked us to continue to, they've created some more marketing programs to get the word out for people to actually utilize the programs. But I think from the first year, saving $8,500 for the citizens has been a success. And that's my report.
All right, very good. Any questions on that? All right. Thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you are responsible for In Search of Civility.
Search of Civility. We've got some more flyers and handouts here. Here is that for you. I'm sorry, I don't have 15 copies here. I've got a couple extra. Recently at the annual meeting at NACO, there was one of the work sessions which was called In Search of Civility. And with all the recent things happening in the county, I decided to go ahead and post that so we can have a discussion about it. But also, I can answer a few questions because I've been getting posed a lot of questions recently. Civility is civilized conduct, courtesy, politeness, a polite act of expression. Civility is claiming and caring for one's identity, needs, and beliefs without degrading someone else's in the process. If an adult American will not model civic responsibility, how can we expect our young people to be any different? And the class that I took was about what is happening in government, politics specifically. They blamed talk radio for a lot of the politics incivility right now. During this session, we had four attorneys do a presentation on what is the first stages of civil issues and then how it progresses to violence. And there's numerous cases where city hall and county meetings turn from, months leading was incivility with how they discuss with one another as elected officials or with the population. And months later, it turned into violence, and it was very disturbing. So after I went through this class and this session, which was about a two-hour session, it caused me to think. And so, once again, that way I can state a script here. I wrote something down here. So what should I do? Do I lash out against Commissioner Pillen for the things he has done in the press over the last few months? And believe me, I have plenty of ammunition. But if you really think back, when I brought the unauthorized check to everyone's attention, that is when things really started to go downhill. But please review the numerous newspaper articles and TV story. I remain silent as advised by the prosecuting attorney and the attorney general. They are the ones who told me how to clear my name of any Sunshine Law violation. And I get continually asked when I will speak to the press about my side of the story or... And the statement is, I will talk to the press when I've been cleared to talk to the press. Right now, the Attorney General once recently contacted me and asked me not to say anything again because their case is not over. I just wanted to really make it clear. I mean, I could, do I lash out over the five-year-old business deal that was posted in the paper? Do I lash out about the infamous $3.40 coffee, which, side note, I've made about $30 off coffee credit by it so far, so I'm good for coffee for a while. But the answer is I think not. Some of you asked me to put these things in the paper. My answer is who put these in the paper? Quite simply, it was whoever was quoted in the article is pretty close to the source. So as I continue to get zingers thrown at me, I will continue to take the high road, making little or no comments about non-related county businesses. And I encourage the other commissioners to do the same. Quite simply, I'm going to stick to county business. But it got to a boiling point last week when I was getting so many phone calls and emails about, are you going to fight back, or are you going to do this, are you going to do that? No, I'm not. I'm in a state of county business, and I think we all need to and get through this. So that's my comment.
Anything else on that issue? All right. We'll recess for a couple minutes and then go into our weekly agenda. Thanks for being here.